This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here in Marquette Catholic High School. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this regional quarterfinal action on WSMI FM 106. The starters for Southwestern, you have Isabel Wolf, a 5'3 senior, Abby Burns, a 5'3 junior, Corey Hopkins, a 5'7 freshman, Bailey Weibel, a 5'8 junior, and Molly Novak, a 5'6 junior. For the Birds, it is Wolf, Burns, Hopkins, Weibel, and Novak. For the Roxana Shells, they will go with Emma Lucas, a 5'6 senior, Taylor Nolan, a 5'6 sophomore, Kylie Winfrey, a 5'8 sophomore, Olivia Moser, a 5'7 freshman, and Macy Lucas, a 5'4 freshman. For the Shells, Lucas, Nolan, Winfrey, Moser, and Lucas. Southwestern comes in 15-11, winners of seven of their last eight since they claimed the Macoupin County Championship, their only loss to Hillsboro. For Roxana, they come in 4-20 on the year. So the Birds playing good basketball here at the right time of the year, looking to punch their ticket into the semifinals and get a rematch with the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Birds in the home white tonight, trimmed out in the green and the gold. Piasaw in green lettering across the front. Roxana in the road blues, trimmed out in the red and the yellow with Roxana across the front of the road blues. Into the center jump circle for Southwestern will be Corey Hopkins. Stepping in for Roxana will be Kylie Winfrey. And we are set to go in quarterfinal number two here from Alton Marquette High. Tap is controlled by Hopkins, and Southwestern will get it to start. Roxana comes out man-to-man as Novak handles up front. She will leave it for Wolf. Down on the block, they go quickly to Hopkins. Nice drop step, missed it. Gets her rebound back, follows up strong, and she's fouled. Good second effort that time from Corey Hopkins. The foul will go on Roxana's Moser. That is her first. Free throw for Hopkins is good. And the game's first point to Corey Hopkins. 7:43 for the opening quarter. Second free throw for the freshman. That one's off the mark, no good. Hopkins knew it. She yelled out short. And the rebound is off of Southwestern. It will be Roxana Ball. So the Shells will look for a quick start here tonight. They do not want to get buried early. Southwestern, man-to-man defense here as Novak has the ball pressure out on Lucas, and it's jarred loose by Novak. It'll stay with Roxana. 7:28 for the first quarter. More regional basketball tomorrow night from the Litchfield Regional here on FM 106. We'll be on the Ox tomorrow night here at Alton Marquette. Both regionals will have live coverage beginning at 6. Check WSMIRadio.com for our broadcast schedule. Out front with Lucas, she'll reset the offense out near the volleyball spike line. Into the hands now of Moser. Olivia being hounded out there by Burns. Abby stays right in front of her. Moser turns the corner, gets into the heart of the lane. Little pump fake into the hands now of Nolan. Nolan will pivot around. Hands to Moser. The freshman will fire off the baseline short. Oh, the offensive rebound picked up by Winfrey. Her follow's no good. Another offensive rebound for the Shells. This time Taylor Nolan pulls it down, and Roxana resets. Across the floor it goes to Macy Lucas. She brings it top of the key, now into the hands of Emma Lucas. Down low it goes, a whistle and foul. The foul will go on Hopkins. That'll be Corey's first, Southwestern's first. And it will send Macy Lucas, a 5'4 freshman, to the foul line. First free throw attempt of the night for the Shells. And Lucas puts it home. That has Roxana on the board at the 6:38 mark of the opening quarter. Now Lucas can give the Shells the lead. One low dribble, a spin, bends the knees. The release is pure. 2-1, Roxana leads early stages opening quarter. 6.5 minutes for the first. Here's Burns into the hands of Molly Novak. Molly out near midcourt with a left-hand dribble. Leaves for Isabel Wolf. Top of the key now to Hopkins. They swing it right wing to Novak. Here's Burns. Little ball fake on the three. Good closeout that time from Lucas. It forced a tough 18-footer for Burns. She left it short. It's out of bounds. It will go to Roxana. Southwestern and their Hall of Fame coach, Steve Woolley. He'll be inducted into the IBCA Hall of Fame this spring. Well-deserved honor for Coach Woolley. 6:05 for the opening quarter. Roxana leading 2-1. Here's Emma Lucas for three off the right wing, too strong off the heel. Long rebound picked up by Novak. Full head of steam into the front court. Spins at the foul line. Left-hand layup is good for Molly Novak. Very nice from Novak. 3-2 Southwestern. No one got back that time for Roxana. Novak made him pay. On the left wing with Emma Lucas. Lucas now tough 18-footer, partially blocked by Novak, out of bounds. It'll stay with Roxana. 5:40 for the first quarter. On the baseline. Looking. And they threw it away that time. Miscommunication as Nolan fired into the right corner. The problem was nobody was home. First turnover on the Shells. 5 minutes, 40 seconds, first quarter. Southwestern leading Roxana 3-2. Winner gets Hillsboro tomorrow night. That'll be a tough task. Here's Hopkins out front with Isabel Wolf. Wolf now on the right wing. Keeps the dribble alive, and she'll hand off to Molly Novak. Novak brings it back between the circles, spins to the left, lost the handle, and it's picked up off the floor by Roxana. Southwestern's first turnover. Here comes Moser, quickly into the front court. She had it knocked away. She gets it back, hands off to Taylor Nolan. On the right wing to Macy Lucas. On the baseline now to Moser. Back out front to Lucas on the right wing. In between the volleyball spike line and the three-point line. Now she's out at the volleyball spike line. Bad pass, and fortunate there is Wolf going to be called for the foul. That pass was there to be stolen. Isabel was just a little bit behind it. Second team foul on Southwestern. First personal on Wolf. Taylor Nolan will throw it in right in front of the Southwestern bench. She gets it into Macy Lucas. Macy, oh, had her pocket picked by Wolf, and can she stay in bounds? No, she winds up on the sideline, and Roxana will maintain possession. So Wolf, two near steals on this trip. Shells still have the basketball. And it goes to Moser. She'll pull up. Tough 12-footer, yes, for Olivia Moser. Her first bucket. And that puts the Shells back in front, 4-3. 4:40 for the first quarter. Here comes Molly Novak. Crosses over on Emma Lucas into the front court. Novak leaves for Lexi Hall, who's checked in for Southwestern, the 5'11 junior. And on the entry pass, we have a whistle and foul on Roxana. It's on Kylie Winfrey, her first, team's second. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. They will stack three on the right side of the lane, line Novak up at the foul line. Looking is Riley Smith, the freshman. She's into the action. She has the basketball back in her hands now. Riley had some good minutes for Southwestern in that Macoupin County Championship victory over Gillespie. Here's Weibel on the dribble, handoff leaves for Smith. Riley dumps it down. Nice find for Hall. She missed it. Lexi gets it back, stripped out, and fouled. Third team foul, and they will get Weibel. Check that. They will get, for Roxana Moser, her second. That entry pass, or inbounds pass, I should say, was almost deflected and stolen by Lucas, but Novak able to maintain. She spins out between the circles. Leaves it for Weibel now, top of the key. Nice bounce pass down to Hall. She lost it off her own leg, but it deflects right to Isabel Wolf. Southwestern fortunate there. Halfway through the opening quarter. Here's Smith looking for the entry pass to Hall. Deflected and stolen. Ill-advised pass there. Second Piasol Bird turnover. Here come the Shells quickly into the front court. That shot is off the mark, no good, by Macy Lucas, and the rebound down to Southwestern. Clock running 3.5 minutes, first quarter. 4-3, Shells lead. Southwestern with the ball. Wolf on the handoff, attacks the heart of the lane. She's cut off, leaves for Riley Smith. Riley now right side of the key, keeps the dribble alive. She wants to reset the offense. On the right wing to Wolf. Isabel Wolf back to Smith. Riley surveying the floor with the right hand bounce out near midcourt beyond the volleyball spike line, and Steve Woolley wants a timeout. He did not like the look. 3:13 for the opening quarter. Roxana 4, Southwestern 3. This is the Class 2A Alton Marquette Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Welcome, everyone, listening to our live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com. We stream all of our high school sporting events through our friends at Network One Sports. And then, of course, you can get them in a podcast as well at WSMIRadio.com. So a bit of a slow start here for Southwestern. They trail by a point, 3:13 for the opening quarter. They will throw it in midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. And it goes to Wolf. Into the hands now of Riley Smith. Smith having trouble out near midcourt, being harassed by Lucas, and now it's stolen. Third Southwestern turnover. Great defense that time from Macy Lucas. Here's Moser. Long two, no. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll belong to Southwestern. That just grazed the rim and headed towards the stage. Riley Smith is out as Abby Burns back on the floor for the Piasaw Birds. 2:50, first quarter. Here comes Molly Novak across the timeline. Works left side, leads for Wolf, top of the key. Into the hands of Burns on the right wing. Bounce feeds the post to Hall. Here's Weibel. Foul line J left it short, and the rebound down to Roxana and Macy Lucas. Here comes Lucas. Races right down the heart of the floor, crosses through two Piasaw Bird defenders, and now she's fouled. Third team foul on Southwestern. And Molly Novak whistled for the personal, her first. Sideline trigger for the Shells in the front court in front of the Southwestern bench. And there is not a lot of room on the sidelines here at Marquette Catholic High School. If you're on the bench, you almost have to squeeze back into the wall to create some space. A one-point lead for Roxana. They have possession, 2:20, first quarter. Here's Taylor Nolan. Leaves it for Lucas on the right side of the key. On the baseline, it goes to Winfrey. She floats it up, miss it. Offensive rebound, Lucas, no. And on the rebound, over the back on Roxana. It'll be their fourth team foul. I believe they'll get Kylie Winfrey with the personal. It'll be her second. 2-1 Winfrey, 2-1 Moser. For the four, Roxana fouls. Clock running, 2:05, opening quarter. 4-3, Roxana leads. Novak and Southwestern with the basketball into the front court. Here's Weibel. Off to Hall, back to Novak. Oh, Weibel cuts to the rim, countered in the foul for Bailey Weibel. Nice movement without the basketball as Weibel had it at the top of the key, left it for Novak, then cut hard to that right block, and she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three. Southwestern back in front, 5-4. Free throw for Weibel is good. Pure with the toss, Bailey Weibel. She has three, and Southwestern leads 6-4 inside of 2 minutes for the first quarter. Southwestern in man-to-man defense right now. Burns with the pressure out near midcourt. Spinning is Moser. Picks up the dribble, leaves it now on the right wing for Emma Lucas. Up top to Taylor Nolan. Into the hands of Macy Lucas. Top of the key to Emma Lucas now. Emma with the left-hand dribble. She wants to attack left side on Novak. She goes up strong and draws the foul. That'll be the second personal on Molly Novak. Novak stripped it away initially, but Lucas was able to get it back and then draw the foul. Emma Lucas, a 5'6 senior, looking for first point tonight. The lefty's toss is short. Riley Smith back on the floor for Southwestern as Novak will have to sit with those two personal fouls, and how the game is going will dictate how long she sits. Free throw was good for Emma Lucas. The longer Southwestern is in control, the longer she can rest. But in the postseason, you can't wait too long in single elimination. Here's Burns on the right wing, dumps it down to Hall. Lexi Hall, nice move, spins back middle, a little strong off the window, and we'll get a jump ball as Weibel came in to get the tie-up with Winfrey. Good job that time by Weibel. Winfrey had the rebound, and then Weibel forced the tie-up, and on the arrow, it'll be Roxana Ball. Substitutions for Roxana. Gracelyn Waters, a 5'2 freshman, is in. And for Southwestern, Annie Gallagher, a 5'9 freshman, in, replacing Hall. Southwestern has a lot of youngsters on the team this year and more talent coming in from the junior high level. We approach the final minute, first quarter. 6-5, Piasaw Birds lead. Here's Emma Lucas on the attack. Leaves it for Chloe Copeland. Right back down low it goes. But Macy Lucas can't put it home. And the rebound down to Smith for Southwestern. She races into the front court. 48 seconds for the opening quarter. Picks up the dribble. High post feed to Gallagher. Off to Wolf. Back to Smith now. Riley, bounce pass to Weibel, off to Gallagher. Oh, a slip for Weibel again. The assist to Smith as Bailey Weibel has five on backdoor cuts. That's why you want to move without the basketball. She's got two easy buckets and a free throw because of that movement. 8-5, Southwestern leads, 20 seconds first quarter. Here's Emma Lucas, cut off by Riley Smith. She tries to get around the corner. Now the ball is knocked loose. We'll get a jump ball, and it's Southwestern ball on the arrow. That'll be Roxana's second turnover. 15.8 seconds for the opening quarter. Birds can hold for the final shot, leading 8-5. Riley Smith into the front court with 10. Bounce pass to Weibel. Off to Gallagher. Smith on the right wing with 7. Up top to Burns. 4-3. Buried it. Abby Burns rattles home the triple. Her first bucket, 11-5 Southwestern, and that's the quarter. Southwestern closes the opening 8 minutes strong after 1. Southwestern 11, Roxana 5. You're listening to the Class 2A Marquette Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Roxana gets the basketball first in the second quarter, trailing by 6. In the right corner goes to Taylor Nolan. Southwestern still in their man-to-man pressure defense. In the corner with Kylie Winfrey. She gets to the right elbow, and then she's cut off. Leaves it back for Emma Lucas. Lucas pulls it back left side of the key beyond the volleyball spike line. On the right wing now to Macy Lucas. Macy wants to attack with the left hand, gets to the foul line. She had an open shot there. She leaves for Emma. She'll fire from 15. No. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Isabel Wolf. Into the hands of Burns. Burns, Smith, Gallagher, Wolf, and Hopkins on the floor for the Birds. Here's Corey Hopkins. Pulls up from 14. Too strong. Rebound to the floor. We're going to get Wolf out of there with it, but a quick jump ball. And the Birds have it on the arrow. Southwestern showing good hustle here early. Baseline trigger for Abby Burns. She will be on the right side of the lane. Looking. Safety valve out to Wolf. Isabel now right back to Burns. Abby head fakes a three, brings it back between the circles, resets the Southwestern offense. Works left side, bounce pass up top to Smith. On the right wing to Wolf. They feed the post down to Hopkins. Off the window, it's good. That's good offense there from Southwestern. Hopkins' first field goal. She has 3 and an 8-point lead for Southwestern, 13-5. In the left corner it goes to Taylor Nolan. Off to Moser. On the left wing into the hands of Macy Lucas. She wants to attack left baseline. Gets to the paint. Cut off. Kicks out to Nolan. 15-footer no. And the rebound down to Southwestern. Into the hands of Abby Burns. He shouts out instructions as she crosses midcourt. Here's Gallagher. Off to Hopkins. Now to Burns. Top of the key to Riley Smith. 6-10 first half. Southwestern trailed 5-4. They now lead 13-5. Down low to Wolf off the feed from Gallagher. Isabel got it to go. She was almost too far under the rim. She couldn't use the backboard. She floats it up and in. Isabel's first bucket. A 10-point lead for Southwestern. And Brian Diskin needs a timeout. 5:54 for the first half. Southwestern leads Roxana 15-5. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Roxana timeout, Shells have the basketball in the front court down 10. Emma Lucas handling out front. She will leave it top of the key for Chloe Copeland, a 5'4 sophomore. Here come the Shells with Lucas on the left wing. She will cross over, pulls up from the foul line halfway down, rattled out for Emma Lucas. Offensive rebound, though, to the Roxana Shells. On the attack, Lucas lost the handle, and jump ball arrow will stay with Roxana. They'll have it on their baseline. They will line everybody up along the baseline as Macy Lucas will look to throw in. Lucas will get it out near midcourt into the hands of Moser. Olivia now, left side of the key, picked up the dribble, leaves it out for Emma Lucas way on the left wing. Clock running, 5:15, first half. 15-5, Southwestern leading. They're on an 11-0 run. Lucas being guarded by the freshman Riley Smith. She keeps the left-hand dribble alive. Now top of the key it goes to Macy Lucas. She will get a ball screen, gets to the left elbow. Nice backdoor pass, but Copeland couldn't handle it cleanly. Now she's trapped on the baseline, and as she tries to throw it out, it's kicked away by Southwestern. It'll stay with the Shells, 4:57 for the first half. Roxanna's substitution here. Looks like Taylor Nolan will return for the Shells, and Copeland will head out. They will throw in from the deep corner in the front court, will Roxanna. And it goes to Emma Lucas. Feeds the post down to Winfrey, and she's fouled, making her move. It'll be baseline out of bounds on the fifth Southwestern team foul. It will go on Annie Gallagher. That is her first. As Nolan will lob it out to Winfrey. And she tried to get it down to the right block, tipped and stolen by Hopkins. Here comes Southwestern the other way with Smith into the front court. Riley will hold it up now, working on Lucas. Finds Burns, stop with the key. They swing at the Wolf on the left wing. Her entry pass tipped, still finds its way to Hopkins. She spins middle, left it short, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Roxanna as Moser was on the baseline. 4.5 minutes for quarter number two. Southwestern ball leading by 10. On the baseline, Burns, the throw in. Gets it in to Riley Smith. As Smith brings it back between the circles. That pass is tipped and stolen. Here comes Roxanna the other way with Macy Lucas, and she's fouled by Smith. That'll be Riley's first, Southwestern's sixth team foul. And it will send to the free throw line Macy Lucas, the 5'4 freshman. Free throw for Macy is short. She has 2 points tonight, now 2 of 3 from the foul line. Roxanna has not scored here in the quarter. Second toss for Macy is off the heel and rattles out. No good. She missed the pair. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Isabel Wolf. Off to Smith. A long pass in the front court to Abby Burns. Right back to Riley Smith. She had barely gotten herself into the front court on that return pass. Here's Wolf, left side of the key. To Hopkins in the corner. She will hand off to Burns. Here's Hopkins on the left wing. Corey Hopkins between the circles to Wolf on the right wing to Burns. Top of the key to Smith. Riley thought about the three. She puts it on the floor. Now she pulls it back. They'll reset. 3:45 for the first half and a reach-in on Emma Lucas of Roxanna. Her first. And that will be the sixth team foul, so still out of bounds for Southwestern. They will shoot on the next shell foul. Riley Smith is out. Josie Bullion, a 5'6 freshman, has checked in for the Piasaw Birds. Into the hands of Abby Burns. She works left side. Going to stop and pop from 18. Way too strong. Bullion with the offensive rebound. And Josie, as she tries to outlet it, somehow gets it off to Hopkins as she wound up on the floor. That was pure muscle that time from Bullion to keep possession alive. Now Josie between the circles, left wing to Wolf. They feed the post to Hopkins. She makes the catch. Spins middle off the window. It's good. That is a good-looking move for Corey Hopkins. She has 5, the 5'7 freshman. 3:05. For the first half. On the baseline with Winfrey. Here come the Shells with Lucas. And on the attack, we have a foul. And it will actually just a turnover on Roxanna. It'll be Southwestern ball. 2:50, first half, 17-5. Piasaw Birds with the lead. Here comes Burns on the left wing with Isabel Wolf. Top of the key to Gallagher. On the right wing to Burns. Burns now directing traffic. Finds Bullion top of the key. Off to Wolf on the left wing. Isabel Wolf will leave for Burns right side of the key. Down low to Bullion. Josie makes the catch. Blocked in there. Rebound to the floor. We've got bodies on the deck. A jump ball. It'll stay with the Piasaw Birds. 17-5. Southwestern leads. Roxanna has not scored in the quarter. Roxanna led this game 5-4. Here's Wolf, left corner, pocket three, too strong off the heel. She follows her shot, picks up the rebound at the left elbow. And the Birds can reset, 2:15 for the first half. Abby Burns out near midcourt on the left wing to Wolf, across the floor to Hopkins. She finds Gallagher, heart of the lane, Annie left it short, and the rebound down to Roxanna and Kylie Winfrey. 2 minutes, first half. Roxanna scoreless in the quarter. Down a dozen. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern out front with Macy Lucas. Lucas on the attack, stripped away. It'll be off of Southwestern and belong to the Shells. Bailey Weibel returns for the Piasaw Birds, as does Riley Smith. Gallagher and Wolf out. Baseline out of bounds for Roxanna. They line everybody up along the baseline. They get it into Lucas. She is tied up, and Roxanna keeps it on the arrow. 107 seconds for the first half. Again, the Shells line everybody up along the baseline as Nolan will get it in near corner. Lucas for three. Got it. Or is that a long two? Long two for Emma Lucas. Her first field goal. She has 3 points. First points of the quarter for Roxanna. A 10-point lead for Southwestern, 17-7. Clock running, 93 seconds for the half. Here's Smith, finds Hopkins on the curl. Corey hit it stripped away. She saves it inbounds, but picked up by Roxanna. Shells can get it to single digits with a bucket. Emma Lucas to the left elbow. Now she's cut off by Bullion. Turns the corner and a hand check on Josie Bullion. That'll be her first, team's seventh. That puts Southwestern over the limit. And one in bonus for Roxanna and Emma Lucas. Check that. It will be Lucas. And with the 5'6 senior. With a minute 18 for the first half. Free throw. Good. Emma Lucas now has 4 points. She's 2 of 3 at the foul line. 17-8 Birds. Well, Roxanna went a long time without scoring, but did not get buried. As Lucas knocks home both free throws, she has 5, and Roxanna will set up a little bit of full-court pressure. Riley Smith in the backcourt, trapped, gets it off to Burns on the sideline in front of the scorer's table. To Hopkins, down to Weibel. Oh, she missed it. She didn't have an angle to use the window, and she overshot everything. 17-9, Southwestern leads. Roxanna has the ball. This becomes a big possession here as we enter the final minute of the first half. Here's Emma Lucas to the foul line. Lucas attacks all the way to the rim, left the layup short. Her follow is good. As Emma Lucas stuck right with it, she has 7, and the Southwestern lead down to 6. 45 seconds for the first half. Here's Riley Smith between the circles. Bounce pass to Weibel. Back to Smith it goes. Riley will set the Birds offense. Clock running 35 seconds for the half. Top of the key to Burns. Abby wants the 3-ball. No, too strong, and the rebound down to the Shells and Taylor Nolan. 25 seconds for the first half. Here comes Nolan. A pass in the left corner to Macy Lucas. She knocks it down from 18, and here come the Shells. Lucas with 4. The lead is just 4 for Southwestern. A little mini 6-0 run for Roxanna. 10 seconds for the half. Riley Smith out at midcourt with 5. Off to Weibel. Smith with 3. Bullion with 2. Will they get a shot off? Burns lets it fly. Good if it goes. She got it. Abby Burns buries the triple at the horn. And at the half, it is the Southwestern Piasaw Birds 20. The Roxanna Shells 13. This is the Class 2A Alton Marquette Girls Basketball Regional on WSMI. Tim Mies back here at Marquette Catholic High School for this regional quarterfinal. Southwestern leading Roxanna 20-13. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. We'll be streaming all of our postseason action for you either WSMIRadio.com or WAOX.com. Our Marquette regional coverage will shift to the Ox tomorrow night. We'll have both semifinal games live on the Ox tomorrow night beginning at 6 o'clock. So the Birds will have the basketball to start the third quarter, leading by 7. Abby Burns, who hit that big 3-ball at the end of the first half, will trigger it in to Molly Novak. Molly had to sit most of that first half with 2 personal fouls. She's back on the floor to start the third quarter. Immediately feeds the post down to Weibel. Bailey puts it off the window and in. Good set out of the locker room for Southwestern. 22-13, Birds lead. Roxanna has the ball, 7:40 for the third quarter. Here's Emma Lucas, and Roxanna wants a quick timeout. 7:38 for the ball game. Southwestern 22, Roxanna 13. We're in the third quarter. We'll come right back to Marquette following these messages. So an early timeout for Roxanna, just 22 seconds into the second half. Brian Diskin didn't like what he saw. His Shells down by 9, 22-13. They will have the basketball in the front court. They will throw it in right in front of the scorer's table. And it goes to Emma Lucas. Lucas with the left hand now will dribble out between the circles. Picked up by Novak with the man-to-man pressure. They go back door. They lost sight of Macy Lucas. High off the window. It's good. She has 6 points. Southwestern all had their eyes on Emma Lucas, and she found Macy. 22-15. Southwestern leads with the ball. Opening minute, second half. On the right wing to Isabel Wolf. Wolf now back out to Novak and away from the ball. The whistle and foul. It's going on the Shells. They will get Olivia Moser. That's going to be her third personal. Jockeying for position down there with Corey Hopkins. Burns on the baseline, gets it into Wolf. Corner pocket three, a little bit strong, and on the rebound is picked up by the Shells and Nolan. She will outlet to Emma Lucas. Emma Lucas, diagonal pass, threw it away. Too tall that time for Macy Lucas. And it will be Southwestern ball, 6:56 for the third quarter. Roxanna will wait back in their half-court defense as Burns gets it into Molly Novak. Molly, the 5'6 junior, into the front court. Top of the key to Burns. On the right wing to Wolf. Feeds the post down to Weibel. She had trouble with the bounce. She picks it back up, spins to the right, and left it short. Good defense in there by Winfrey to go straight up. Here comes Roxanna with Emma Lucas into the front court. 6.5 minutes for quarter number three. Macy Lucas on the right wing. She gets to the foul line. She's cut off there. She will bring it back right side to Moser. Right side of the key to Emma Lucas. With the left-hand bounce, she keeps the dribble alive out between the circles. She'll work left side now. Novak poked it away, but Lucas gets it back. On the curl, looking for Winfrey that time. It's deflected out by Southwestern. It'll stay with Roxanna, 6-10 for the quarter. The Shells line everybody up along the baseline, and they will lob it out top of the key to Winfrey. Feeds the post to Macy Lucas. She draws a crowd, kicks out right side of the key to Emma Lucas. Emma on the right wing to Macy. High above her head in survey. She will work top of the key and a hand check. Or we got offensive. They're going to get a moving screen on Roxanna. It'll be Southwestern ball as they will get Winfrey with her third personal. 22-15, Shells down just 7, but they've got some foul trouble. Two of their starters with 3 fouls apiece. Here's Wolf way out on the right wing. Off on the left wing now to Hopkins. Right side of the key to Abby Burns. She drives baseline, now kicks it out to Weibel. Back into the hands of Novak. She'll reset between the circles. Emma Lucas with the man-to-man defense there. Molly spins on her defender. In the corner it goes to Wolf. Bounce pass down to Hopkins. Off the window is good from the left block. Corey Hopkins has 7. And Southwestern doing a nice job of finding the post player when they are open. 24-15, Birds lead 5:20, third quarter. In the corner it goes to Moser. On the right wing now into the hands of Macy Lucas. Skip pass to Taylor Nolan. Nolan leaves it for Moser. She will drive baseline, cut off, kicks it out. Foul line, Jay, good for Emma Lucas. Emma with 9. Good inside-out action there for Roxanna. 24-17, Burns lead. Novak in trouble in the backcourt, almost threw it away. Burns saves the possession. She gives to Hopkins. She almost threw it away, but Novak tracks it down right in front of the Southwestern bench. Molly works right side, had it poked away, kept possession, gets it off to Weibel. One dribble, pulls up from 15, left it short, and it bounced home. Bailey Weibel got the shooter's roll. She has 9 with the soft touch, and it's 26-17 Southwestern. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Emma Lucas. Off to Macy Lucas. Macy now will get a ball screen from Moser. She will work top of the key. Burns all over. Bounce pass to Taylor Nolan. She wanted the baseline. Burns did a good job to move her feet and cut it off. Roxanna brings it back between the circles with Emma Lucas. She'll work left side. Goes back door to Macy. Hammered by Abby Burns. Abby's first. Southwestern's first here in the second half. And that will send Emma Lucas to the free throw line. Check that. Macy Lucas to the free throw line. Macy has 6 points. She's 2 of 4 at the foul line. Toss. Good. 7 for Lucas. That pulls Roxanna to within 8. Second toss for Macy is good. Pure with it. And she has 8 points for the ball game. The lead down to 7. Here comes full court pressure. Two passes across the timeline they come with Burns right in the middle of the floor. That was broken perfectly. Novak on the right wing leaves it for Isabel Wolf. On the left wing now to Molly Novak. Top of the key to Burns. Abby lines up the three, missed it left, and the rebound is back tapped. It's going to be out of bounds off of Southwestern. In our first quarter final tonight, Wood River was hanging around. They were down 7 early in the third quarter before Staunton exploded and outscored them 16-4. The rest of that third quarter ended up winning by 20. Right now, this game has kind of a similar feel to it. Roxana's down 7, feels like they could be down more, but they're hanging around with possession of the basketball, 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. They're going to lob down to Winfrey, and they threw it away. Weibel was fronting the post that time, so Roxana really had to put some air underneath that ball, and it was too much. 26-19, Southwestern leads. Here comes Novak into the front court. Molly Novak on the right side of the key will leave it for Weibel. Here's Novak right back to Bailey. Good contest in there from Nolan. Rebound down to Novak, and she's fouled. Boy, Roxana needed to clear the board that time after their initial defense was very solid. Third team foul of the half on the Shells as they will get the personal on Emma Lucas. That's her second. Molly Novak's free throw is good. Molly has 3 points tonight. Makes it an 8-point lead for the Pius Allbirds. Chloe Copeland will check in for the Shells, and heading out will be Kylie Winfrey. Molly Novak, a 5'6 junior, second free throw is good. She got the pair, 4 for Novak. 9-point lead for Southwestern. We approach the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. Winner gets Hillsboro tomorrow night. On the attack, Moser cut off in the heart of the lane. She will get it off to Nolan now. Right back to Macy Lucas, but Nolan traveled first. Shuffled her feet on the catch. In the backcourt, Burns will get it in to Molly Novak. She's going to be checked by Lucas right at midcourt. Molly crosses over, comes into the front court. Top of the key to Burns on the left wing to Isabel Wolf. Feeds the post down to Weibel. She just backs her way down and lays it up and in off the left side. 11 for Weibel, 6 in the quarter, and it's 30-19 Southwestern. The combination of Weibel and Hopkins on the inside has been too much for Roxana to handle here tonight. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Between the circles with the Shells into the hands of Macy Lucas. Across the floor to Emma Lucas. Right back across the floor to Taylor Nolan in the right corner. Leaves it on the wing for Moser. And away from the ball, what do we have? We have an official timeout. Isabel Wolf is hurt. She is limping and she's in pain. She's going to have to be helped off the floor by teammates, or I think she might be cramping. This has the look of a cramp, I think. Oh, boy, she's got to be carried off the floor by Molly Novak and Abby Burns. That is not a good sight. She's got tears in her eyes as she will be carried off the floor. Now the coaches for Southwestern will come over and make sure she gets to the bench. Oh, nope, Burns and Novak are just going to take her right into the weight room. So we'll wait a moment here as three of Southwestern's players are currently in the weight room. Two of them are carrying Isabel Wolf off the floor. Hopefully she's all right. You got Steve Woolley standing in the door looking in the weight room. You don't see that every day. And Steve says, hey, girls, you got to come back. We're waiting for you. Now here they come. 2:18 for the third quarter. That's good. Good teammates right there. Hopefully that was just cramps for Isabel Wolf. That came out of nowhere. She was on the baseline. Didn't see anything happen to her. Those cramps can be painful, though. Boy, oh, boy. Get her some fluids, and hopefully she can get back in the ball game. Here is Emma Lucas, 4-3, left it short, and the rebound down to Abby Burns. Here comes Abby across the timeline. She will hand off to Novak, tipped away by Lucas, out of bounds, as the ball winds up back in the weight room, so Molly can check on Isabel Wolf while she's in there. Minute 56, third quarter. Off it goes to Novak. Molly brings it right side. She will hand off to Riley Smith. Smith on the right wing to Weibel. Bailey
Pivots around. Now she'll put it on the floor. She needs some help. Bounce pass to Riley Smith at the foul line. She'll pull up from 12. Yes, for Riley Smith. Riley's first bucket. 32-19. Birds lead, 93 seconds, third quarter. Here's Emma Lucas with the left-hand dribble. She works to the left wing. Off to Macy Lucas now. Out near that volleyball spike line. She'll get to the top of the key on Burns. To the right baseline. That's a tough shot for Macy Lucas with a hand in her face. She knocked it down. 10 for Lucas. That leads all Roxana scorers. 32-21. Southwestern leads with the ball. Novak all the way to the rim. It is good. Molly Novak. No one stopped the ball. She has 6 after she had that early foul trouble. Final minute, third quarter, 34-21. Birds lead. Roxana has the basketball. Here's Moser out on the right wing, being checked by Hopkins. Into the hands now of Emma Lucas. She picked up the dribble. Leads for Chloe Copeland. Copeland across the floor to Emma Lucas. 18-footer is good for Emma. She has 11. And the Shells starting to knock down some perimeter shots. Novak against the full court pressure. Middle of the floor to Burns. Off to Hopkins. Diagonal pass to Weibel. Puts it on the floor once, and she's fouled with 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Two free throws for Bailey Weibel. 34-23 Southwestern. Weibel has 11 points on the night. 1 of 1 at the foul line. That foul went on Copeland, her first. Free throw for Weibel off the heel, too strong. Hopkins is out. Lexi Hall back in for Southwestern. As Weibel will get her second free throw. Annie Gallagher waiting at the table. She will check in for Weibel if this toss goes home. Free throw is no good or rattled out. And Gallagher will stay at the table. Now the ball's knocked out of play. Now Annie will check in, replacing Weibel. 34-23 Southwestern. They will maintain possession after the Shells knocked it out of play. 23.6 for quarter number three. Abby Burns looking. Gets it into Riley Smith in the left corner. She will bring it back top of the key. Bounce pass off to Lexi Hall. Off to Gallagher. Now to Smith. And away from the ball, we're going to have a moving screen on Southwestern's Abby Burns. That'll be her second. 14.6 seconds for the third quarter. A bucket here for the Shells could be huge. Lucas with 8 to the top of the key, checked by Bullion, and she threw it away. Good pressure defense that time from Josie Bullion, forced that turnover with 5.4 seconds for the third quarter. Now the Shells get up and pressure full court. Riley Smith gets it into Gallagher, right back to Riley. Middle of Florida Burns with 2. She's going to have time. Lets it fly. Good look. Left it short. And after 3 quarters, it is Southwestern 34, Roxana 23. We'll come back with the money quarter from the Marquette Regional following these messages on WSMI. We have a final from the 1A Carrollton Regional in a quarterfinal game. Bunker Hill beats Brussels 71-38. So the Minute Maids will now get Greenfield Northwestern in the regional semifinals at Carrollton. Lucas, Emma has it for Roxana, gives it off to Moser, right back to Emma Lucas, puts it up and in. 13 now for Emma Lucas, and the Shells just kind of hanging around. 34-25, 7:35 for the ball game. Southwestern leads with possession. Now out front with Gallagher, had trouble with the catch. Now she's hounded out there by Moser. Gets it off to Riley Smith. Riley, the 5'6 freshman, picked up the dribble looking for some help. Finds Lexi Hall top of the key. Lexi puts it on the floor, cut off. One to Gallagher in the post. That wasn't there. Across the floor to Novak, and we have a foul away from the ball that'll be on Roxana. And the personal on Olivia Moser, her 4th. Macy Lucas to the table. She will check in for the Shells, replacing Moser. 7:15 for the ball game. Southwestern ball on the baseline. And what did we have? One of the officials wanted to make sure the substitution had gone through cleanly, and it had. They get it into Gallagher. Contact, no whistle, and the shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Roxana. Here come the Shells, down 9. on the attack. Macy Lucas over and layup rejected at the rim by Lexi Hall. Birds bring it out with Burns into the hands of Novak on the right wing, back to Abby. 6:55 ball game. Lexi Hall left wing, off to Gallagher. Burns finds a slashing Hall on the right block. Lexi left it short on the baseline. Rebound, got it back, counted the foul for Lexi Hall. Her first bucket tonight, and she'll have an and one opportunity. Makes it a double-digit lead for Southwestern, 36-25, as Hall will be to the free throw line, the 5'11 junior. Lexi's toss is good. So the old-fashioned three for Lexi makes it 37-25. Just like that, the lead is a dozen for the Piasaw Birds, 6:40 for the ball game. Emma Lucas tried to cross over on Novak, lost the handle. Riley Smith first to the floor and on the arrow. It'll be Southwestern ball. First to the floor usually gets rewarded. That was the case that time for Riley Smith. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. 37-25 Southwestern. Winner gets Hillsboro tomorrow night. We'll have both regional semifinals live tomorrow night from Marquette on 105.3 The Ox. Down on the block to Gallagher. Spins middle, floats it up a little strong. Rebound tapped around by Hall, eventually pulled down by Roxanna and Copeland, and now a reach-in foul on Southwestern. Alton, Marquette, and Staunton in semifinal number one tomorrow night at 6, and then Hillsboro against the winner here in semifinal number two. 6:10 ball game. A 12-point lead for the Birds. On the attack, Emma Lucas. She will leave it up top for Chloe Copeland. On the left wing now to Macy Lucas. Macy way out on the left wing. She hesitated. Now she will bounce a little bit. Gives it off to Copeland. Into the hands of Lucas. She'll dribble into an 18-footer off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Lexi Hall for Southwestern. Then she threw a seed to Abby Burns. Bounced off her shoulder, but Abby was able to maintain. That pass had a lot of mustard on it for the short distance it had to travel. Here's Novak, top of the key, off to Smith. On the right block to Gallagher, and he got too far under the rim. Kicks out to Novak. Swings to Burns, drives left baseline, pulls up, left it long, and the rebound is to Roxanna and a foul on Southwestern. 5:27 for the ball game. Lexi Hall whistled for the foul. That'll be her second. Team's fourth, a 12-point lead for Southwestern. Roxanna needs a bucket here, 5:21 for the ball game. Here's Macy Lucas, way out on the right wing. She will bring it back near midcourt between the circles and reset the Roxanna offense. On the right wing it goes to Copeland. Chloe Copeland wants to attack with the left hand, turns the corner, blocked by Riley Smith. Quick outlet to Burns. The Shells get back nicely, and Abby will wisely wheel around and pull it out. Heads up play that time from the junior Abby Burns. Did not force the one-on-two fast break with a 12-point lead inside of 5 minutes to play. Hall down low to Novak, missed it with the left hand. That was a tough contest in there, but Molly comes out with the rebound. Back to Lexi Hall, top of the key. That's a big offensive rebound for Molly Novak and Southwestern. They can work some clock now up a dozen. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Burns, top of the key to Hall. Lexi thought about the three. Instead, she leaves it for Novak, left side of the key. Molly finds Riley Smith, 15-footer off the elbow, good for Riley Smith. She has four, and it's 39-25 Southwestern, 4:15 ball game. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106, and Roxanna wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 11 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern 39, Roxanna 25. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this regional doubleheader tonight here on FM 106. More regional basketball tomorrow night. We'll be at the Litchfield Regional here on WSMI. Our Marquette regional coverage moves to the Ox tomorrow night, 105.3. And down low, the Shells get the ball on the right block, and a foul on Southwestern will send Kylie Winfrey to the foul line. Foul went on Riley Smith, her second. Free throw for Winfrey is good. Kylie Winfrey's first point tonight. She'll get her second toss. And she knocks them both down, pure with that. Makes it 39-27. Southwestern leads. Here comes full court pressure from Roxanna. Novak handling in the backcourt. She will get it across the timeline with the pass to Riley Smith. Riley works left side of the key. Now top of the key to Lexi Hall. And Lexi threw it away. Miscommunication there. She thought Hopkins was going to dive to the basket in the middle of the lane. Corey did not. And Hall threw it away. Right into the stage. 3:45 to play. This one's not over yet. A 12-point lead for Southwestern. As Roxanna has the ball into the front court with Emma Lucas. Off to Macy Lucas now. Macy out near midcourt, standing on that blue M here at Marquette High. Thrown away. Winfrey threw it right to Molly Novak. Big turnover there for Roxanna. Novak will take her time coming into the front court. Leaves it for Hopkins on the left wing. Novak on the right wing. When I got here tonight, the Marquette boys were just wrapping up their practice. They're 24-0. They'll be getting set for the 3A regional in a few weeks. Down on the left block to Lexi Hall. Tough move. Oh, she missed it. She did everything but put it home. That thing went around the world and kicked out. Here come the shells. Macy Lucas stops at the foul line, deflected away by Hall. Now we're going to get a jump ball as Hopkins to the floor, Burns to the floor. Lucas is on the floor, and Roxanna keeps it with the arrow. 2:54 for the ball game. Bailey Weibel will return for Southwestern, replacing Lexi Hall. We have not seen Isabel Wolf back in the ball game since she was carried off the floor into the weight room. She was in a good amount of pain. On the right wing, the Shells have it with Macy Lucas on the baseline to Moser. Out to Copeland now. Copeland lost her dribble, pivots around, needs some assistance, and will get it out near midcourt to Emma Lucas. Oh, what a crossover for Lucas all the way to the rim. The layup is good. Oh, she crossed Novak over that time. 15 for Emma Lucas, and the lead is down to 10. Clock running, 2:25 for the ball game. Well, if you're Southwestern now, take care of the basketball and make foul shots, and you'll be tough to catch. Up 10, 2:15 to play. You don't do those two things, and, well, it could get interesting real quick. Burns for three, rattled it home. Abby Burns, her third triple of the ball game, hit a big one at the end of the first half and a big one here as we near the two-minute mark. 42-29 Southwestern, and now a foul. They will get Hopkins on the block of Macy Lewis. Macy Lucas, the foul on Hopkins. It's her second. Again, Roxanna lines everybody up along the baseline. That seems to be their standard baseline out-of-bounds set. They try to lob into Winfrey, deflected by Weibel, picked up by Hopkins. And Corey will wisely hold it up inside of 2 minutes for the ball game. A 13-point lead for Southwestern. Molly Novak handles out front. Leaves it off for Riley Smith, and we have a timeout. Steve Woolley wants to talk it over. 101 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern 42, Roxanna 29. We'll come back to the Marquette Catholic Regional following these messages on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, the Piasaw Birds will have the basketball in the front court, up by 13. Just a minute 41 to play. Southwestern led 11-5 after one, 20-13 at the half, 34-23 after three. Up 42-29 now. Burns, top of the key. She's had some big three-pointers tonight. She thought about it there, but then recognized time and score. Minute 25 for the ball game. On the right wing with Smith. Down on the right block to Weibel. Kicks it out. Novak will line up the three. Too strong off the heel. Offensive rebound, though, to Burns, and then she's called for travel on the rebound. Over to Roxanna it goes. A minute 16 to play. Southwestern playing their best basketball of the year at the right time of the year. Won 7 of 8 to close out the regular season. Their only loss in that span was to Hillsboro, who awaits the winner tomorrow night in semifinal number 2. Toppers have been regional champs each of the last 2 years with Sammy Matouche. Winfrey able to save that from going out of bounds, but it's right to Burns, and then she's tripped up. 50.8 seconds for the ball game. Southwestern is going to survive in advance here tonight. They'll pick up their 16th win of the year. 16 and 11. But when they went into the Macoupin County Championship, they were one game under 500. Burns' free throw is off the heel too strong. Offensive rebound to Weibel. It's good. A baker's dozen for Weibel. Makes it 44-29 Southwestern. Clock running 40 seconds for the ball game. Out front with Emma Lucas. She will leave it off for Macy Lucas now. Brings it back. Top of the key. Half a minute for the ball game. Macy's shot is no good. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Weibel. And the Birds can just dribble it out now, up 44-29. Out front with Abby Burns. Abby keeps the dribble alive. She will work down the sideline, now pulls it back with Tin. Leaves it for Weibel, back to Burns. It'll be Southwestern and Hillsboro in semifinal number two tomorrow night. Semifinal number one will be Marquette and Staunton. We'll have both games live beginning at 6 o'clock on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Your final, Southwestern 44, Roxana 29. We'll come back and wrap it up from Marquette High School following these messages on WSMI. Southwestern wins it tonight over Roxana 44-29 as Billy Weibel led the way for the Birds with 13. She's the only Piasol Bird to reach double figures. Abby Burns had 9. 7 points for Corey Hopkins. 6 points for Molly Novak. She was in foul trouble most of that first half. 4 points for Riley Smith. 3 points for Lexi Hall. And 2 points for Isabel Wolf. I had Southwestern just 5 of 9 from the foul line. Quarters of 11, 9, 14. And 10 as they improve to 16 and 11, winners of 8 of their last 9. For Roxana, they were led tonight by Emma Lucas. She finishes with 15, 10 points for Macy Lucas, 2 points for Olivia Mooser, and 2 points for Kylie Winfrey. Quarters of 5, 8, 10, and 6 for Roxana, who sees their season come to a close with a mark of 4. And 21. So coming up tomorrow night, 2 regional semifinals here from the Alton Marquette Regional. We will shift our coverage to 105.3 The Ox tomorrow night here for Marquette coverage as Alton Marquette will take on Staunton live at 6. Hillsboro will face Southwestern live at 7:30. Both games tomorrow night on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Coming up tomorrow night here on FM 106, it'll be regional quarterfinal action from Litchfield. As at 6 o'clock, Litchfield will take on North Mac. The winner will get Auburn. At 7:30, Gillespie will face Pawnee. The winner will get Carthenville. Both of those Litchfield regional quarterfinal games live tomorrow night here on FM 106. And then we'll wrap up the night with a boys broadcast of Litchfield at Lincolnwood. That broadcast tomorrow night around 9 o'clock. On FM 106, we'll stream all of our high school events at WSMIRadio.com as well as WAOX.com. You can find our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com for Girls Regional Week. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Marquette High School, Athletic Director Jack Holmes. He got me set up really good. Nice broadcast position here at Marquette Catholic High School. So Staunton beat Wood River 46-26. Southwestern beats Roxana 44-29. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's regional action here on FM 106. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night from Alton.